With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The federal government shutdown will be in effect for at least a few more days.
A Senate vote to reopen the government fell 6 votes short on Friday afternoon, and senators quickly left Washington, all but assuring the shutdown will be in effect at least through the weekend. Both sides are refusing to budge on a temporary spending bill that has resulted in the furloughing of hundreds of thousands of federal workers and the halting of some government services.
Correspondent Greg Clugston. Meanwhile, House Speaker Mike Johnson announced that the chamber would be closed for legislative business next week. It's a move meant to force the Senate to work with the government funding bill that's been passed by House Republicans. More Americans are living paycheck to paycheck.
And the trend is expected to get worse. According to a Goldman Sachs report, by 2033, 55% of workers will be living paycheck to paycheck, with the number going up to 65% by 2043. People are just paying a lot more for everything. Childcare, college, housing, and renting. Those rising costs combined with major life disruptions are hitting younger workers the hardest. Overall, many have stopped their retirement contributions, borrowed from their plans, or delayed retirement. Bill Alexander, Washington.
President Trump has ordered Israel to stop bombing the Gaza Strip after Hamas said it had accepted some elements of his plan to end the nearly 2-year war and return all the remaining hostages taken in the October 7th attack. Hamas said it was willing to release the hostages and hand over power to other Palestinians, but that other aspects of the plan require further consultations among Palestinians. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 238 points, the NASDAQ dropped 63, the S&P up a fraction. This is SRN News. The city of Seattle's being sued.
The Christian law firm Liberty Counsel filed against the city, its mayor, and chief of police on behalf of Christian organizers for May Day USA, a grassroots revival event. They accused the city of unlawfully denying the organizers a permit to peacefully assemble at a traditional downtown location due to its religious message, instead steering their May 24th event to a different park in an area which is predominantly LGBTQ+. Where violent attacks from agitators ensued. George Williams, SRN News.
World Magazine reports prosecutors filed a federal lawsuit under the FACE Act on Monday, accusing advocacy groups and private citizens of targeting and intimidating Jewish congregants at a New Jersey synagogue. Chapters of the National Party for Socialism and Liberation, along with American Muslims for Palestine, mounted a protest that turned violent. This is SRN News. Apple has taken down apps that made the dangerous work of federal immigration agents all the more hazardous.
IceBlock and similar apps allowed users to anonymously report and track ICE agents. IceBlock, a free app for iPhones, disappeared from Apple's App Store as of Friday. The developer claims the removal is due to pressure from the Trump administration. Apple says it pulled the app based on law enforcement information about safety risks. Downloads of such apps have surged amid increased enforcement of federal immigration law. Rich Thomason, Washington.
On that same note, federal officials have reported the arrests of 13 people protesting near an immigration facility outside Chicago. That facility has been frequently targeted during a surge in immigration enforcement. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.